Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There was a news development yesterday that I can just about guarantee you won't find covered by any of your regular media sources. Yet it could have tremendous impact on your personal finances in the immediate future. The London Bullion Market Association operates the world's largest gold trading center. Yesterday, delivery of physical gold was suspended. One rumor claimed there was a lack of cargo aircraft to make global deliveries. Another was that delivery problems were caused by Brinks. Yet another report said the exchange itself had suspended deliveries. Should the world's largest gold trading market default on delivering physical gold, that would have a cascading impact worldwide. Most New York Comics gold contracts called for delivery are now being settled instead by payment of some amount of cash plus delivery of a London contract for future delivery of gold. If the London market defaulted on gold deliveries, that would cripple the Comics gold market as well. When people cannot get delivery on products they have bought and paid for, that can easily bring on a panic. When people were not able to obtain physical gold in the London market yesterday, wholesale traders of physical gold in America widened their buy-sell spreads of spot prices. Instead of a typical spread where a wholesaler would buy product on the basis of his bid price and sell on the basis of an ask price that was about 0.1% higher, the ask spot price yesterday was more than 4% higher. In other words, more than 40 times the normal bid-ask spread. In response, the wholesale bid-ask spot spreads yesterday for other precious metals, such as silver, platinum, and palladium, also were much wider than normal. Unless some way is quickly found to resume delivery of physical gold in the London market, there is a high risk that other financial markets could begin to default, meaning investors around the world may end up not owning the assets they thought they did. Time may now be critical. Have you protected your wealth by owning bullion-priced physical gold and silver in your direct custody? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.